given, from what I can find, nearly $25 million in incentives. The state of Pennsylvania obviously can't give out $25 million to every employer who wants it. So what you're seeing is you're seeing states stealing business from other states. And USA Today this week had an article on this. Keith Mahaney writes, Las Vegas is running ads in California warning businesses that they can, quote-unquote, kiss their assets goodbye if they stay in the Golden State. In New Hampshire, the economic development officials there have picked up Massachusetts business owners at the border in limousines, giving them a VIP treatment, a VIP tour, and a pitch on why they should relocate to New Hampshire. You got these guys in Indiana who are using billboards at the borders and direct appeals to businesses in neighboring states, inviting them to come on in for lower taxes, business, and housing costs. And, you know, there's tons of this stuff, this beggar my neighbor, I win, you lose type economic development. And you know, when we had the congressman here on the program, he said, well, you know, this is a state's rights issue. States rights, 10th Amendment. You know, the states should be able to, you know, decide what they're going to, how they're going to use their money. And I said, look, I don't want my federal dollars being used for this stuff. And he said, well, they're not using federal dollars. And I said, come on. We both know how when the money goes into a checking account, nobody knows exactly where it goes. I think the federal government should be stepping in on this. And he completely disagreed, which is another good reason why we need to, somebody else in that seat. And I'm sure my congressman, Schuster, would probably feel the same way. And I'm trying to get a hold of him to have that discussion as well. But we need the federal government to step up and say, look, we're the referee. We have the right under the Constitution to say, look, we're going to regulate interstate commerce. And we're not going to allow states to continue this beggar my neighbor economic development policy. We just can't. It is a race to the bottom. It's a theft of taxpayers' dollars. It's an abuse of workers' rights. It's an abuse of working conditions. And it cannot continue to be tolerated. And as this recession gets worse, we're going to see a lot more of this. I'm telling you, folks, we are going to see a lot more of this. And there needs to be a grassroots movement. Not one of these AstroTurf groups. We need a...
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show right here on the Horn. It's Foxed Up with John Fox, where we turn the conversation to conservation. Foxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions in Sydney, Australia, and CityNet, citynet.net. B1 Louder by ringing 877-4-HEAD-ON. That's 877-443-2366, or use your free minutes by dialing direct headbanging hippie, John Fox.
All right, everybody, welcome aboard Foxed Up here for another Sunday night here on the Head On Radio Network. And we're live. We're happening. Still don't have any damn phones yet, but we're working on it. We're working on it. It's a mystery to me what's going on with the phones. But we still have the Skype thing happening, so we'll go with that. We'll deal with that. We'll do the thing, and we'll make it through. Bloody hell! You know, and it's a major mystery to me why the phones aren't working. It's a mystery. It seems to our provider. It's just not a fun thing, and I'll quit bitching about it eventually. Probably I'll quit bitching about it when I get the phones back and working. But Tim, it's a conspiracy to silence you. you're going to get some of that. It's going to be a rather mixed bag here today, folks, because, of course, you know, we couldn't even do a show this week without talking about the loss of Ted Kennedy. And I've been kind of working on a bit of a playlist here for Ted, and we'll do a bit of music for Ted and also music for us, those of us that appreciated the hard work that the man did for those that didn't have a voice. I mean, I could rehash all the things that have been said all this week. I haven't actually watched any of the funeral coverage as of yet. Been kind of busy doing some other things, but I kind of avoided it because I just didn't want to hear the talking heads, you know, trying to rewrite history, or the pundits, you know, I caught a bunch of the right-wingers, you know. And McCain, what a lying sack of shit he is.
Oh, he's a centrist. He would have, on health care, he would have made a deal.
That is like the most full of shit statement ever. You know, every time, every election cycle, whoever ends up being the Democratic nominee is always the most left whatever in the whatever body. You know, we heard it about Clinton, we heard it about Kerry, we heard it about Obama, you know, and Obama's a centrist. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But then, you know, living an opposite world as we do, we end up with bloody, you know, these assholes, sorry, you're assholes, for trying to paint Ted Kennedy as a centrist? That's a joke. Ted was the liberal rudder of the Senate for 47 years. He frustrated Democratic presidents for years, including Jimmy Carter, who Teddy challenged for the presidency. But Jimmy still loved the man. And this whole rewriting, you knew it was going to come. You knew it was going to happen. And it's just so unbelievably dishonest. This is a thing that, you know, this is becoming the consistent thread in America. The dishonesty over any debate. I just can't stand it. And, you know, some of the right-wing websites is just absolutely horrible. You know, yeah, I may have wanted to go dance on Ronald Reagan's grave, but when he passed, you know, we let people mourn. We didn't come out and start ripping him, you know, 5 minutes after he was dead. But bloody hell, the right wing noise machine and the commenters on the freaks out there. I mean, just going, you know, ding dong, the witch is dead. You know, now if we could just murder Pelosi and, you know, the world would be a better place. And da 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 da. Just unbelievable. And I see requests for the playlist coming in the chat room. And there's some good stuff coming in. Yeah, hallelujah. That'd be a good one. But I think I have to start with the one that Gene came up with right before we started the program. And I think it's just absolutely perfect. And Gail even said that when Ted passed, it was the first song that she thought of. And originally, I believe, recorded by Dion as a comeback hit, this track was written by a rockabilly singer, from what I was reading on the net. And it's written by the guy who wrote, you know, remember that song, you know, Snoopy and the Red Baron? Well, I was shocked to find out that that guy, whose name escapes me at the moment, wrote this. And this isn't the original Dion version. This is the Marvin Gaye version. Abraham, Martin, and John. And, of course, this song is in honor of those who led the civil rights fight. You know, Abraham Lincoln, John, and then the last verse is all about Bobby. So I think it's only appropriate to begin the program with this.
Has anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? Oh, he freed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young. Yeah, I just looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? You know, he freed a lot of people, but it seems the good die young. Yeah, I just looked around and he was gone. Oh yeah. But it seems a good die young, yeah. I just looked around and he was gone.
What a gorgeous song. Written by a rockabilly dude, too. I had no idea. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous song. We're going to do a couple more that I had lined up here. ELO's just sent me one. We'll get to that in a little bit here, Sue. Nice one. Nice one. Thank you for being a friend. We'll do that in a minute. I'm going to play one from an Australian artist. Now, I know we call them the Lion of the Senate and all that. okay, this song's called Goodbye Tiger. Not a lion, but a tiger. And this song is actually more about the decline in live music in Australian pubs. However, the sentiment still works for me. And this is my old boss, actually, Mr. Richard Clapton, bit of an Australian legend, great songwriter, and a fun guy to work for. But, you know, I was doing the old keyword search through Windows Media Player, through the multiple thousand songs that are in the library here. And so I just searched Goodbye. And, you know, came up with a whole bunch of different stuff. But this is one of my favorite songs when I was working for Richard. And it's just, it's a great song. And I don't know. Being that this show comes out of Australia, we had to have at least one song. So here's another one for Ted. Goodbye, Tiger.
Saturday night just ain't the same. Wish everything was back the way it used to be before. Now I sit here and push my long hair back behind my ears. Face I used to hide. Of many foreign he's gonna take the stage tonight. So I sit here anyway inside. Goodbye, Tiger. Goodbye.